everybody. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Mike.
And we are on day two of talking about finding the way to pay for a new car. And so,
finding the right way to pay for your new car. Because
yes.
There are many ways to pay for your car. But as we discussed yesterday, unless you're really rich with a big bank account, paying for all of it at once, that's hard.
That is hard. And right. If you're rich enough to have a big bank account, you're probably going to buy a more expensive car.
True. So you will end up paying for it in installments. And
that's
we also
right.
talked about that. You might pay a small amount, maybe 10 or 20% of the price of the car. And then the rest of it, the other 80, 90%, whatever, you pay a little bit over each month, over a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or something like that.
Mm.
But of course, every month, you got to find that money. It's kind of like paying rent for a house or something. And if you don't have that money, the bank will call, and then they'll call again, and then large men will appear at your door and say, "Where's the money?" And then eventually, they might even take your car away.
Yeah,
so
you
gotta
don't want
think
that to
carefully
happen.
About this stuff. It takes a lot of planning and responsibility to buy something expensive because it's a lot of money we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some easy ways to do it. And I think yesterday we saw that the two characters in our dialogue, that was Tony and
Amy,
they chose to pay for half the car and then pay for the other half slowly over time. Not
right.
a bad way to do it.
Right. And so, I mean, you know, in today, there's a lot of different options when it comes to cars. But there are certain cars or certain kinds of companies that want you to, you know, invest a little bit differently. So, yeah, like, for example, if you want to be a green person, you probably don't want to buy a car that uses a lot of gas, right?
Right, so you're talking about electric cars and things like that.
Yeah, and actually, there are incentives or, like, rewards from companies or governments for buying things like that.
That's true. They're trying to get more people to buy electric cars. Now, electric cars are great, but they do have some disadvantages. They're not as good as the old gas cars in some ways. So that's why the government tries to get you to buy them by giving you little gifts or little presents or little bonuses. Cheaper cars, you can park at many places, you can drive in the same places that the buses drive, you know, things like that, to try to push people towards buying electric cars, which of course are great for the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think we're going to see something about those kind of rewards you could get for doing that in today's article.
Groovy.
Reading.
Keep the planet clean at a low interest rate. You need a new vehicle, but you also want to make an environmentally conscious choice. The AMC Bank Clean Planet Vehicle Loan will reward you for choosing an electric car or scooter. If you're looking to buy a vehicle that protects the environment, we'll offer you a premium interest rate. For selecting a car that keeps the air clean, you'll get a loan at the low rate of 3% interest. Compare that to our usual rate of 5% for regular vehicles. On a car of 1 million NT dollars, you can save 20,000 NT dollars per year. In addition, the Clean Planet Vehicle Loan allows you to make lower monthly payments. That means you can take up to 10 years to pay back the whole amount. As an added benefit, we offer guaranteed rate protection. If interest rates go down during the loan period, then that's what you'll pay. However, if rates go up, you won't have to pay any more than what you originally agreed to. Help the environment and save money at AMC Bank. Okay, so today's article starts off, it's like an ad. It's kind of like a commercial from probably a bank or a car dealership, something like that.
Okay.
It says, you need a new vehicle.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You need a new vehicle.
I do.
But You also want to make an environmentally conscious choice.
I do.
You want to do both of those things.
I do. I want to do both real bad.
Yeah, well, Mike, I've got good news for you.
What's that?
But I'm going to tell you later because first we're going to define the word vehicle.
Aww.
Okay, so a vehicle is a noun that it means that it's a machine, basically, that helps you get around without walking. So anything that you ride on or ride in that takes you someplace, almost, is called a vehicle. For example, a bike, a train, a car, a plane, a scooter, a boat. All these different things are different kinds of vehicles. And there's especially some interesting ones that you can find in only certain places, like rickshaws or maybe...
gondolas?
Yeah, gondolas, those boats that they have in Italy, or, certain different kinds of boats that are for racing. They could just be, you know, if they get you from point A to point B, and it's not walking, and it's not running, and it's not on your feet, it's a vehicle.
Yeah, basically. Right. Unless, well, not a horse.
Well, I guess a horse is...
An animal is not a vehicle. It has to be a machine.
A machine is a vehicle.
With moving parts, generally. Yeah,
I mean, the horse uses its feet, so
yeah,
maybe...
I wouldn't want to call a horse a vehicle.
No.
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
That you use for transportation.
That's
vehicles
right.
are machines that you use for transportation. Give us an example sentence.
Okay, well, a jeepney is a type of vehicle found in the Philippines.
Yeah,
I guess it's kind of a combination between a jeep and...
It's an old army jeep that's been turned into a bus.
A jeep bus.
They're kind of stretched out jeeps sort of thing. Yeah, kind of like a tuk-tuk that you might find in other parts of the world, in Thailand places like that. Yeah, very cool. All right, so yes, there we have a vehicle, and we also have this word conscious. If you're environmentally conscious, maybe you want to buy a vehicle that doesn't create pollution, because if you're conscious of something, you're aware of something, you know about something, and you understand how important that thing is. All right. So not only have you heard about it, but you thought about it and you see its connection to other things. Now, we often use this with some other word in front. Okay. So if you're budget conscious, you're aware of your money and spending and how much money you have and what you're trying to save. If you're a budget conscious person, you probably, for example, won't be out there eating in fancy restaurants. You'd say, I can buy cheap food. Why would I spend a lot of money on a fancy meal? I'm really thinking carefully about my money and saving money. And on the topic of food, if you're health conscious, you think about the food you're eating. You think about calories and salt and sugar and things like that. A health conscious person would also think about exercise. Or so if they're in a restaurant, they would probably pick a salad instead of a plate of French fries or something like that, because they're thinking about something and thinking about how important it is in different parts of their life. For example, young people are often more conscious of the importance of recycling. Yeah, that would be a form of being environmentally conscious. You think about pollution, recycling, saving water, all that kind of stuff, because it's important and you know that.
Okay, so if you want to have a new vehicle, but you're also environmentally conscious, well, I wonder what you could do. Okay, well, it says the AMC Bank Clean Planet Vehicle Loan will reward you for choosing an electric car or scooter.
Oh, cool.
Hooray! All right, so that's good news. Well, what is an electric car then? It is something that is electric, is something that runs or works using electricity, or it's a natural kind of energy. You see it in lightning, you use it in your house when you plug something in, like your computer or your air conditioner, your fan, anything like that. Anything that goes in the wall uses electricity. So electric cars and scooters are just like this too. They plug into the wall to charge when you're not using them, and they don't use any gas. So here's an example of that. I have seen electric toothbrushes, but I have never used one. So it's a toothbrush that plugs in and, you know, it moves the brushes around while you're brushing your teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it powers itself using electricity.
Right.
You don't have to put gas into it.
Yeah.
A gas-powered toothbrush.
That sounds really gross.
A nuclear-powered toothbrush.
I don't want to put that in my mouth.
A wind-powered toothbrush.
That sounds fine.
But you'd have a big spinning fan near your face. I don't think I want to do that. Electric toothbrushes are by far the best. All right, let's talk about this other word, loan. A loan is basically an amount of money that you borrow, all right? So you could get a loan from your mom, dad, brother, friend. But generally, when we talk about getting a loan or taking out a loan, we're talking about money that we're borrowing from a bank, all right? So it's kind of a business legal relationship. They say, we'll give you the money. You say, thank you. And then you sign a paper that basically says you'll pay them back the money that you borrowed plus a little bit more. And that's how the banks make some money. So people generally take out loans when they don't have enough to pay for something expensive. You wouldn't say, I need to take out a loan. I got to go to 7-Eleven. No, you'd say, I need to take out a loan. I got to buy a house or a car, start a business or buy an elephant or something like that.
Yeah, Mike's elephant here.
Don't buy an elephant. It's not a good idea.
No.
And yeah, so a loan is basically that amount of money, usually quite a large amount of money that you get from a bank and then you pay back plus a little bit more. A reward, to reward, I should say, we're using it here as a verb, is basically to give something because they did well, all right? So it could be a noun. We can talk about a reward being an amount of money. If you find someone's dog that got lost, they might give you a reward. Hey, you found my dog. I was missing him. I thought he'd been hurt. Here's 100,000 NT dollars. He's
a
very special dog. They are rewarding you by giving you that money. It could be money. It could be a prize. It could be a trophy. It could be a gift of some kind. They are rewarding you. So, you know, if you do good, if you do something nice, if you do something you don't have to do, you might get a reward for, you know, being helpful and just generally awesome.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, there you go.
So they're rewarding us for buying an electric car.
That's right. We're
scooter.
Helping the environment. And so they're saying you're doing that good thing. We're going to do a good thing for you. That is to reward you.
Sounds good to me. All right. Well, if you're looking to buy a vehicle that protects the environment, we'll offer you a premium interest rate.
Premium.
Premium.
You had me a premium.
Premium is basically a fancy word for saying it's the best quality that they have. So you're not going to find a better interest rate than this for this kind of vehicle. At least they don't want you to find a better interest rate. But anyway, but also premium could mean something is higher priced.
Could mean,
but I think in this case it does not. In this case, it's saying that the interest rate is the best one they've got, which means it's going to be lower, 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 lower.
There you go. And here's some detail. It says, for selecting a car that keeps the air clean, an electric car, you'll get a loan at the low rate of 3% interest.
Oh, yay.
That is pretty low.
All right.
3%. This is, of course, 3 out of 100. So let's just keep it simple. If you borrow $100, 3% of that would be $3. So you borrow $100, you give them $103.
Yeah.
So you pay back a little bit more. Not a lot more. It's only 3%.
Not bad at all.
And what's the normal rate if I wanted to buy a gas car?
Okay. Well, I guess if you wanted to buy a gas car, you'd have to compare that to our usual rate of 5% for regular vehicles.
So there you go. It's 2% less. You pay back a little bit less than someone buying a gas-powered car.
That's right. So instead of that $103, you'd have $105.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When we say we compare A to B, so at this we're comparing 3% to 5% interest rate, it means we're putting A and B next to each other, and we're seeing which one is better, which one is a lower rate, which one is faster, which one's easier to pay off. When you compare two things, you're seeing what they are like next to each other.
All right. So there you go. Now, I used a very simple example of 3% on 100. But actually, here we're going to keep the math still fairly simple, just a few more zeros. It says on a car of 1 million NT dollars, okay, that's what the car costs, 1 million NT dollars, you can save $20,000 per year. That 20,000 is the difference between 3% and 5%, all right? So you'd pay $1 million plus $30,000 extra for the electric car, or $1 million plus $50,000 extra for the gas car. So there you go. If you're worried about saving money and you want to keep the environment clean, the electric car is totally the right decision.
That's right, yeah. And I think they also save you more money in the long run because you don't have to pay for gas.
True.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for gas. You do have to pay a little bit more in electricity for charging it, but it's not that big of a difference as I remember.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what else is a good reward for this loan deal? Well, it says, in addition, the Clean Planet vehicle loan allows you to make lower monthly payments. Okay, so you get 3% interest with lower monthly payments, which means you don't have to pay as much money every month. And we see these words, in addition, that just means another way of saying also, or add this fact onto what you already know. It's like a transition that is adding something else, which is why it says addition. And if you allow somebody to do something or the loan allows you to make lower monthly payments, it means you let them do it. You give them the ability to do it or you give them permission to do it. It's a little bit more formal than saying let somebody make lower monthly payments, I suppose.
Yeah. And here's another good thing about this whole idea. It says that means you can take up to 10 years to pay back the whole amount.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Most cars might have you paying it back in 4, 6, 8 years, but 10 years, yeah, that means every month you pay less, but of course it goes on for a lot longer. So you just have to make sure that you think with your job and all that other stuff, the money coming in, you will be able to pay this amount every month for 10 years. That's what you have to do to pay back the money, to pay back the loan, all right? Because again, you borrowed money. You got to give it back at some time, but now you have more time to give it back.
Right, yeah. So if you take 10 years to pay back a car, that's probably more money you're able to use over that 10 years than if you're, you know, making big monthly payments and then you can't really do much else with your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and what else? Of course, this is not all. Of course, it's never all because they want you to know that there's so many good things about this plan. So they say, as an added benefit, we offer guaranteed rate protection. Ooh, big fancy words. I wonder what that means. But first, we're going to see what is benefit. So benefit is a noun here that means a good result of something or like a good part of something that you're getting. So it whatever the deal is, whatever the thing that you're getting is, the benefit makes it better for you somehow. So we often use this word with things like health. If something has good health benefits, that means maybe it's not the main reason for you to eat this thing. Like a certain fruit or something, you might want to eat it because it's delicious. But if it gives you health benefits, that means it's also really good for your health. Or if you have job benefits, you're mainly doing the job to make money and maybe to do something you enjoy, hopefully. But benefits include things like health insurance, vacation time, maybe a bonus at the end of the year. That's benefits. So that's extra things that are added on. So an example might be one benefit of regular exercise is that it helps you to sleep well. And that's true, actually. Like, every time I exercise, I always sleep better afterward.
There you go. So people exercise for the most common reasons, lose weight, be healthy, you know, look good in a bikini or a bathing suit. But there are other extra things that are added on to that, like sleeping well. I think you're calmer, right? A lot of people say that you're less stressed. And these aren't the main reasons people exercise, but these are those little bonuses, those benefits. And we also talked about guaranteed rate protection. Well, basically, if something is guaranteed, it's promised. It will happen. It will be there. Trust us. We're not lying. This is not a joke. We're not going to change our mind. It's guaranteed. Trust us. It's going to be there 100%. And protection. Protection is a noun, P-R-O-T-E-C-T-I-O-N. Protection basically means something that stops bad things from happening. All right. You wear helmets on your head if you're driving a motorcycle to wear so you get protection if you should fall off. All right. We lock our doors when we leave our home to give our home some protection from people walking in and stealing our stuff. Right. And here's another one from our example sentence. The umbrella gave us some protection from the rain. So in all these cases, helmets on your head, locks on your door, umbrellas to stop the rain, they're stopping something bad from happening, from hurting yourself, from losing your stuff, or from getting wet. The protection is the thing that stops that bad thing from going on. And if you borrow money, well, the bad thing that could go on is the bank could change their mind and say, hey, we want you to pay us back more money than we originally said. They're changing the deal.
Whoa.
But with this guaranteed rate protection, that can't happen. You have protection by law in the contract you signed that they can't change their mind a year or two later and say, you know what, we'd like more money from you. Because as the article says, if interest rates go down during the loan period, then that's what you'll pay. So
Yay.
You could pay less, but they'll never come and say, sorry, you got to pay more. That can't happen.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good deal. So interest rates tend to go up and down because of different things that are happening in the economy. But over this 10-year period that you're paying off your car, you're never going to have to pay more than 3%. And that's really nice. So what it says is, however, if rates go up, you won't have to pay any more than what you originally agreed to.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good. So it won't go from 3 to 5%. It's not going to jump to the gas cars, especially because they probably always have, you know, that benefit going on. All right. And we say originally here, you won't have to pay more than you originally agreed. This is an adverb that means the first time or at first or in the beginning what you decided to do. So originally, if your interest rate was 3%, but it goes up, you won't pay more than that you agreed to the first time, because the first time is what you were promised and that was guaranteed to you. It's protected. You are not going to be held to higher interest rate. So another example of this, New York City was originally called New Amsterdam. That's right, because it was settled by the Dutch. So originally this was its first name, but now it's got a different name.
It's changed over the years, hasn't it? All right, so the article concludes with, help the environment and save money at AMC Bank. Help the environment by getting a clean car, an electric car, and you can save money because they have this low interest loan, so you can get that car and it won't cost you a bunch. This is what we call a win-win situation. At least from the bank's point of view.
That's
so there
right.
you go. That's not a bad deal, actually. I think I might think about that if it's real.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
All right. So that's the end of our article today, and we're going to go straight on to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay. So our chat question today. Do you think people should be rewarded for making environmentally friendly choices? Why or why not?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, in a perfect world, we wouldn't have to reward people because they would feel that, you know, helping the environment is the reward. I'm making sure that the planet is clean.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes if it's throwing garbage in the right box or, you know, buying a clean car or choosing the right way to power and heat your house, sometimes the cheaper ways are the dirty ways, and maybe it is good to reward people. The other thing is that a lot of this science, like electric cars and solar panels, solar heating, it's new and expensive. So while it's still fairly expensive, maybe it is good to give people a little reward.
Yeah.
But hopefully the prices will go down and this kind of thing will become very common and normal. And then we won't have to reward people because that's what people will just do.
That's right. Yeah. And there's a lot of choices like that that we do now, which people used to have to be rewarded for doing.
I saw a restaurant the other day. It said if you bring your own straw, you save $10 on your drink.
Oh, $10. Nice. I usually save only $5.
It's not a huge amount, but that's a little reward. And
that's
hopefully
right.
It'll just get people used to the idea of having that straw in their bag. Like a lot of people these days carry their own chopsticks or cups or things like that.
Right.
So, you know, why not?
Why not? Okay. Well, that you guys can discuss this on your own and you can think about, well, if you want to make a big purchase in the future, there's a lot of ways to do it. You can find the right one for you. And I hope you learned something with us today. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep the planet clean at a low interest rate. You need a new vehicle, but you also want to make an environmentally conscious choice. The AMC Bank Clean Planet Vehicle Loan will reward you for choosing an electric car or scooter. If you're looking to buy a vehicle that protects the environment, we'll offer you a premium interest rate. For selecting a car that keeps the air clean, you'll get a loan at the low rate of 3% interest. Compare that to our usual rate of 5% for regular vehicles. On a car of 1 million NT dollars, you can save 20,000 NT dollars per year. In addition, the Clean Planet Vehicle Loan allows you to make lower monthly payments. That means you can take up to 10 years to pay back the whole amount. As an added benefit, we offer guaranteed rate protection. If interest rates go down during the loan period, then that's what you'll pay. However, if rates go up, you won't have to pay any more than what you originally agreed to. Help the environment and save money at AMC Bank.
Vocabulary Review.
Vehicle. Eric got in trouble at work when he drove the company vehicle to Hualien for his vacation. Conscious. As a budget-conscious consumer, Betty always compares the prices of the products before she buys them. Electric. My dentist suggested that I buy an electric toothbrush after he finished cleaning my teeth. Benefit. The computer store offered free repairs for a year as a benefit to its customers. Protection. When a bank goes out of business, customers' savings are given protection by the government. Originally. The company originally delivered items for free, but they no longer offer that.
智慧小补帖.
Loan. Reward. Premium. Guaranteed.
上节目是由活用空中美语制作，活用空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。如欲索取试听教材，请来电02-2364-4000，02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是 www.english4u.net www.english4u.net。谢谢您的收听。